Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, I want to dig into this Elon Musk interview that nobody is really covering, where he seems rather bitter towards the Trump administration. It's titled, Elon Musk Explains Why He Was Disappointed by Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. It was released by CBS News just 12 hours ago, and not many people have picked it up yet. So I wanted to talk about Elon Musk, and I wanted to zoom out and talk about how Musk has bragged for months about being part of the Trump admin's most aggressive initiative. He's been slashing the federal workforce through DOGE, shuttering agencies entirely, and trying to like rewire the way Washington works. But number one, it didn't work. And number two, he's now angry that Trump is undoing all of his work. He's angry that he was pushed out of the Trump admin. Do you guys remember about 2 months back when Trump began telling his inner circle that Musk will leave soon because he was a political liability? Susie Wiles, who is Trump's chief of staff, and Trump himself very quickly began to see Elon Musk as the political liability he is because he was basically just running his way through the government, slashing nuclear stockpile workers, rehiring them, but then during that time somehow firing Ebola workers. Like, it's insane. It made our government less efficient. It cost us a shit ton of money. And now Elon Musk is bitter that he got kicked out. So let's just start here. Let's start with this tweet from Musk yesterday. He's bitter, and you can hear it in this post before we even watch the interview. Matt Van Swall says, DOGE is literally one of the most popular government initiatives in history. That is a lie, but we'll get there. 73% of Americans say they support gutting government waste. That is true, but we'll get there. Trump brought in the smartest man on earth to do it. The left destroyed Elon for it. The GOP won't vote on it. I can't believe this. And Elon Musk just says, did my best. Did my best. You guys hear the slight bitterness or the sadness, right? Elon's like, I did my best. There are other tweets where Elon has said he is now going to try to save the GDP and the GDP growth after Trump's bill because he thinks it's not going to put the country in the right direction. But can I just point out, when he says that 73% of Americans say they support cutting government waste, broadly, yes, when you put it in that wording, but when you ask specifically about DOGE, it is one of the least popular initiatives in the government. It's interesting. There are certain dynamics where polling doesn't always reflect with the reality of how people feel. Or when you change a question a little bit, they change their answer. So we'll get to the polling in 1 second. But for example, when it comes to lowering taxes, when you poll Americans, do you want your taxes lowered? The vast majority, overwhelmingly, Americans will say, yes, I want my taxes lowered. But then when you explain that that necessitates cutting some programs so the government can still maintain its revenue, then you ask them about specific programs. Okay, do you want Medicaid cut? No. Social Security? No. So it really depends on how you ask the question when you're polling. And that brings me to this. This article is titled, Musk and DOGE Have a Poll Problem. It reads, Elon Musk's exit from Washington comes as public opinion appears to have soured on DOGE. A slew of recent polls released in the run-up to President Trump's 100th day in office, which is right around the time they began to push Elon Musk out, call him a political liability, and say, dude, get the hell out of here. Just 35% of respondents say they approve of the way Musk has handled his job in the Trump admin. That's like that 35% base, while 57% disapprove. That is a big number. Americans, it turns out, don't like seeing the richest man in the world speed running through the government and slashing the VA, USAID, programs that are necessary. 58% of respondents, including 23% of Republicans and 59% of independents, said they were concerned Trump was doing too much to decrease the size and the role of the government. It honestly seems like the Trump administration may have taken the feedback and may have used this feedback to like push Elon Musk out. One Republican named Crypto Steen says, if Elon Musk and his relentless drive and DOGE crusade can't tame political chaos and curb rampant overspending, who can? The one big beautiful bill balloons deficits by $5.3 trillion. and Doge's $2 trillion in yearly targeted cuts barely dents the $36.8 trillion in national debt. Please let me remind you, this is a Republican going with the numbers Elon Musk is giving out. That $2 trillion in Doge, I'm going to highlight that a big old pink or a red because that didn't happen. That did not happen. Now, the deficit will balloon by $5.3 trillion. That is true. The national debt is $36.8 trillion. That is true. But when it comes to Doge, Elon Musk claimed he was going to save $2 trillion. Then after Trump took office, they changed it to $1 trillion. Then when he came out with the final report, he claimed it was $150 billion. But then when they looked through the ledger, there were huge mistakes. $8 billion, $4 billion here that didn't actually get saved. $12 billion here that didn't actually get saved. Meaning they think Elon maybe cut like $68 billion. But what was the cost of the cut is the question you want to ask. What was the cost of cutting U.S. aid? That could cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. Let's watch this clip of Elon Musk.
So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along, I mean, like, everything he's done on Doge gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful. But I don't know if it could be both. My personal opinion.
I love when the administration just undermines its own message. When Musk was tapped to lead Doge, he was like lockstep in line with Trump on everything he did. The press went wild, and now Elon Musk is beginning to divert a little bit. Musk first leaned into it and basically said he was using like a demolition crew of young teens to come in and revamp the government. And after he laid off tens of thousands, over 100,000 federal workers and ruined lives and was able to halt investigations in his businesses, he's now doing interviews and saying, well, this bill seems to add a lot to the deficit. Please keep in mind, this bill benefits Elon Musk a shit ton from the deregulation, from Trump's tax cuts in the bill, from the access he's had. It benefits him a ton. So the fact that Elon Musk is crying foul because Trump seems to have found a new toy or a new way of channeling his corruption through crypto and foreign policy, I don't buy it. I don't care if Elon Musk is disappointed by Trump's big, beautiful bill. Dude, you're the one who was threatening to primary any Republican congressman who didn't vote in line with Trump. You're the one who leveraged your wealth to get him into office. And now you're sitting here crying on camera. In my personal opinion, this isn't about principle. It's about politics and pride and ego. Musk is mad that he got iced out of the next phase of the Trump admin. And now he's trying to save face by saying, hey, they're undermining Doge. I was on a noble crusade with Doge, but now that I got kicked out, they're not doing it right. They're not doing it right without me. So Doge was a PR stunt, and now Elon Musk is trying to build off of that stunt. We'll leave it at that. Let me know what you all think. Let me know your read in the comment section below. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you in the next video. And really quickly, do you think it's actually possible to go off the grid in 2025? And I don't mean growing a beard and living in a forest. I mean digital invisibility, protecting your data so much so that you're in online stealth mode when you're scrolling through websites. Well, that's why today's sponsor, Surfshark VPN, is perfect. Because look, I use it not just as a VPN, but as basically an online witness protection program that protects my data. You can go to surfshark.com/mockler, and it protects you when you're at home or even when you're traveling. For example, I've been on the move a lot over the past few months, going from state to state, and every time I log into a public Wi-Fi network at the airport or whatever, I thank the digital gods that I have Surfshark encrypting and protecting every single move that I make. I mean, it's like a bunch of bad actors in a Netflix movie trying to get my data. And you know, speaking of Netflix, Surfshark lets you unlock the 15 largest Netflix libraries across the globe. So if you want to see shows that aren't available in your country, you can. The best part is that one subscription covers all of your devices. They've got a clean web tool to block ads, make sure that you don't get spoof calls. It's amazing. So one more time, surfshark.com/mockler and use code mockler at checkout for 4 extra months. Again, surfshark.com/mockler. Thank you to them for sponsoring this video and making all of this possible. And thank you to everybody who has stuck around until the end. Make sure you drop some blue hearts, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out. Moto Casino. Oh.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.